Hey guys, welcome to Pursuit of Relentless podcast. You've got your host, Elena. That's me. And today it's a solo episode. You know why? Because I think I need it. So I'm going to do a show today called Going Through Grief because I have been. And I think it's important that we all can work together in our journeys and learn together and grow together and just be more collaborative in our approach to our lives and our businesses. And you guys know I'm struggling again with pregnancy loss, and it's been a hell of a journey. So I just want to do this episode to help you overcome the things that you're going through if you're dealing with loss in your own way. And I've had so many people reach out to me over the last couple of weeks since we lost our baby to go, what about this? Have you tried this? Have you tried this? Or like just trying to give their condolences. And it can be hard. You don't necessarily know how to talk to people about how you're feeling or what you need for support. And I just want you to know that I'm here for you and that I'm here to talk if you need to talk to somebody about it. And I've made a decision to write a book about it because I think that if we can all just collaborate together and learn from each other, that there's so much power in that. And this year is my year for contribution. So I think it is my gift to the world to talk about these kinds of things because this is my fourth loss. And after my first one, I seriously was like down and out for months, like couldn't get off the floor without crying, you know? And I just didn't know how to facilitate my own self-care at that time. I realized that I was watching a lot of TV and just trying to escape thinking about my thoughts and eating. Oh my goodness. I was eating everything, all the things. And I've noticed the same habits come back just in trying to find that comfort and trying to find something that makes me feel whole again, where I feel like something's missing, right? So maybe that's you. Maybe that's someone that you know who needs to hear this message. So if this isn't the episode for you, that's okay. But if it is, I hope that this helps you. So what I'm going to go through today is just a couple steps that I've been taking over the last 5 weeks since it all went down to try and pull myself out of it. Am I there yet? Honestly, no, not really. But like, I got frazzled hair and I don't wear makeup, so you just get what you get, you know? So my first tip is to check in with yourself. And this really hit me the other day. My husband Kyle called me and he was like, I sat with my feelings today for 12 hours on haul truck and I just thought about you and how I might not be able to understand exactly what you're going through, but I want to know how you're doing and how you're coping and just try and be there for you as a supportive spouse. And I was just sitting there going, how am I really? That's the book title for Jenna Kutcher's book, and I highly suggest reading that. But how are you really? How are you doing? Right? Are you avoiding things? Are you frustrated with yourself, with your body, with your business, where you're at in your life? Right? Everyone is going through something. So, whether you're grieving the loss of a family member or a friend, or you're just in a position where things have changed a lot and you're just not feeling super comfortable with where you're at. So, like for me, we just moved and I don't have a lot of friends here and I don't really, have a lot of places I can go that make me feel comfortable yet, or like I used to in Fort McMurray, just go to the yoga studio and I'd feel great when I left, right? But there's no yoga studio here where I moved. And I'm like, okay, automatically just like feeling uncomfortable and don't know how to overcome those emotions, right? So check in with yourself and just realize it's okay to not be okay, right? It's okay to be struggling. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be in a position where you don't necessarily know how you feel or what you're going to need to overcome those feelings. For myself, it's how am I going to find peace through this? How am I going to give myself grace? How am I going to have an opportunity to share this message in a way that's not just like, wah, 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 Debbie Downer, right? Yeah. Does it suck? It sucks. It sucks big time. Do I cry? All the time, right? But am I going to let it get me down to the point where I can't get back up? No, because I am resilient and so are you. And what I've learned through the last couple of years of this amazing journey of life is that you aren't in control of everything that happens to you, but what you can control is how you react. So go through those emotions, feel them, don't suppress them, don't go through them like, oh, I'm good. I don't just have to, overcome this. I'm fine. If you don't feel your feelings, they're going to come back. And there's been times where I've just told myself I'm okay so that I can go through a meeting and like be fine and compartmentalize it. And then I go home and I'm just like, man, I feel like shit. How do I get through this feeling of frustration or that stupid victim mentality that just keeps coming back? The why me's, right? Why am I dealing with this? Why am I struggling with this? Don't I deserve to have happiness? Don't I deserve to be a parent, you know? And I'm just trying to fight my own battles in not feeling that way, because there's people out there that are struggling with way, way worse stuff than what we're going through as a family. And I look at that and I'm like, all right, where can I find gratitude? So my first tip is check in with yourself. My second tip is search for gratitude, because there's so many things in this world that we can be grateful for. So for myself, I look for people around me that I'm grateful for. So like grateful for my husband to ask me those questions. Are you okay? Do you need something? Like, he's so cute. Anyways, do you need something beside your bed? Like, do you need an extra pillow? Like just little things like that to help you check in with yourself when they don't necessarily know how to comfort you, or help you go through those things. And I've noticed a lot of people have taken my own trauma on themselves, and I don't wish that upon anybody, but like my family suffered from it. I've had to, tell my nieces and nephews, well, sorry, the baby's not coming anymore. And then my little 6-year-old niece is like, what? Like they just don't understand. And then they're like sad. They're like, it's okay to be sad, Auntie. And I'm like, damn it, because I'm just frustrated. And I'm like, well, how do I then provide them comfort in their grieving? Because they don't necessarily know what's even happening. And my 10-year-old nephew was just like, oh, the baby's sick, And I was like, So I couldn't have words come out because I was just so overwhelmed with those emotions. So then it's like, okay, what can we do to help them find peace and to help them go through these emotions in their own ways? So that's why I want to do this show in particular. And that's why I also want to write the book, is to give people tools to work through those things and like help you overcome what you're going through. So, like I said, this may not be for you. I'm gonna go deep in this. I'm gonna be super vulnerable. I'm gonna try not to cry. But this is where I'm at. So I think it's important to own it and just go, hey, I hope I can help somebody overcome what they're going through. Because my first pregnancy loss, I had one girl tell me that she never even told her parents. I had other people tell me their whole story of what they had to go through, and they had a perfectly healthy baby that just didn't make it, you know? And I'm just sitting there going, wow, I'm so glad that wasn't my situation, you know? Like, yes, it sucks to have those things happen to you, to miscarry, but then realizing that it was so common was mind-boggling to me. Like, that's something they don't tell you. They just tell you, don't tell people till you're 12 weeks. Well, I waited until I was 15 weeks this time, and I still lost my baby, you know? So it's just like, then you have 500 people who know that you're pregnant and are super excited for you. And then a month later, they're like, how's your baby bump? And I'm like, non-existent, you know? And like, how do you say that nicely? Because then they feel terrible for being like, oh my goodness, I had no idea. And you have to kind of backpedal, and then you have to relive it again and go through all of the emotions and go through all of the conversations. And it's just frustrating because not everyone knows what's happening in your life. So just know that there's people out there who care about you, that just want to be there for you, and they don't necessarily know how to give you comfort that you need or how to support you in your journey. But know that you can be open about your feelings. Because it's not about trying not to offend people or trying not to make them feel uncomfortable. It's going, hey, everyone's going through something. So if they don't understand what you're going through, that's okay. Don't put them down for it. Don't let them suffer, you know, just try and find that gratitude. What can you be grateful for? So I was just talking to Matt Berthoff. Berthoff, that's it. And he is a voice coach, and he's like, hey, I sat with someone last night who just found out she's terminally ill. And that was heavy. But I believe that everyone is writing their stories right now and putting their legacy out there and just going, hey, this is what it's going to take for me to overcome how I'm feeling, is by talking about it. So it might make a lot of people super uncomfortable to sit there and talk about pregnancy loss, but it might be you that is struggling with it, who's like, me too, sister, you know, like just going through it with me. So again, it may not be for you today, but maybe you know someone who needs to hear this message. Because it is something I would not wish upon anybody. But I'm also a financial advisor, and I help people plan their lives. And I'll tell you, when I get those calls going, Elena, I just found out I have cancer, I'm like, shit, you know? But then I sit there with that gratitude and I go, I'm grateful that I'm healthy. I'm grateful that I can carry a baby. I'm grateful that I have such great support around me, and a business that allows me to step into those roles of empowerment for other people. So, being able to pay out a critical illness insurance claim, or being able to help them in those moments of grief, or hey, I lost my wife, or hey, I'm struggling with this, and just giving my strength to other people. Is really empowering for myself. And I think that's why I love my job so much, because I get to be there for other people, but also help them work through what they're working through when it comes to their grief. So, one of the tools that I like to focus on is raising my energy. So, how can you raise your energy? There's so many great resources out there. I just joined Ben Spangle's masterclass, Mastering Your Mind. I've done Joe Dispenza masterclasses and going to his retreats. I've done podcasts on that. I think it was episode 4 or 5 that went over my week-long intensive with Joe Dispenza. And overcoming, rewiring your brain, you know, being able to attract and manifest what you want in your life. I find meditation very helpful for just getting out of my own thoughts and going into a space of abundance and feeling good and excited about life instead of being stuck in those emotions that are really hard to get out of, especially postpartum when you have all of those hormones and crazy things going through your body. And then you're like, oh, I didn't expect this, or man, I'm reliving this, or can't I get this repeat loop out of my brain, you know? But what can you do to pull yourself out of it? Find joy. Find something that makes you happy. So I love snuggling with Ellie, my dog, you know? And just like yesterday, I paused in the middle of my day and I was like, I just need to go play with my dog for 10 minutes. And I was laughing and having a good time because she's crazy. And I'm just like, okay, I can continue now. Or I'll go for a walk and just spend some time in nature and listen to the birds chirping or the water flowing or just finding that peace in nature. I find that's very, 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 very helpful for me. Yoga is another thing that I was talking about. So I'm going to yoga tonight. It's going to be my first active class since I have gone through this process. So I'm like ready to get my body back in shape and try not to beat myself up for where I'm at because I'm not usually this heavy, you know, and I'm frustrated with my body. And then I'm like, but wait, I'm healthy, I'm capable, and I'm resilient, right? And so are you. So just keep going and just don't beat yourself up for it because today is a new day that you've never lived before and you can create the life that you want to create today, right? So yoga helps me a ton. Raising my energy through reading. So I'm reading right now. It's called The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer. And The Power of Intention is just such an incredible book on helping you connect with what your intentions are. So I'll tell you, I had a really hard time in December trying to figure out my goals for this year. Because guess what? I had already written them. And you know what that was? To be a mom. I wasn't really focused on much else, right? So then I'm like, well, how do I plan for this year then? I don't know what to expect. I don't know how my emotions are going to be. I don't like, there's so many variables. I'm in a new office environment. I'm trying to build in a new city. I don't know anybody here, you know? Like all of these things are running through my head. And yet I'm like, what can I do to positively put something on paper? Because I feel like if I stay positive, that's all that really matters right now. So I wrote my power of intention list. I intend to be a good person. I intend to help others. I intend to be a good wife, you know, going through the things that I intend to be, because then at least I have it on paper and I'm going through these thoughts in my head instead of wallowing in my sorrows and letting it play on repeat over and over and over and over again. And trust me, it was waking me up in the middle of the night going through my birthing journey. And I'm like, ugh, just like, ugh, I just don't want to feel that anymore, right? So what can I do to snap myself out of it and focus on something different? So little things like I'm doing a maximize your money session on Friday and little things like that that I'm able to like take myself out of the grieving mother situation and going into, okay, I'm going to put my business hat on and I'm going to go out and serve my community. I'm going to do something for myself, but at the same time, I'm going to do something for my community as well because I know that'll make me feel better is giving back, right? Little things like that. What are your intentions? And give yourself credit for your intentions. And Mylett always talks about that. He's like, too many people don't give themselves credit for their intentions. And that is a sin. Like, seriously, if you're not focused on the fact that you are intending to do good things in the world, you should give yourself a break, right? Like, just pat on the back. I'm doing good things because I intend to do good things. Right. If I'm not doing exactly what I want to do, well, at least I'm working towards it. Right. So I would heavily focus on reading. I'll tell you, it's been a challenge for me to get back into reading every day. I stopped reading every day for a while. I don't know why. It just happened. I fell out of my habits. And since I've been back into it, I'm like, man, I feel so much better starting my day out with a book. Because I know that if I start my day out with a book, then I'm probably going to exercise today, and I'm probably going to drink lots of water, and I'm probably going to eat healthier, and I'm probably going to have a lot more positive mindset because I was able to control my morning, right? Instead of getting up and putting Netflix on right away, or getting up and, trying to avoid your feelings, it's sitting down with yourself and going, hey, I intend to grow myself today. I intend to put a good vibe out there. And reading is very, very powerful. So if you want some book lists, send me a message, tell me your story, and I'll su suggest some of the books that have helped me. But right now I'm reading The Power of Intention and I'm loving it. Lastly, music. So I sat with a gentleman last night. He just got licensed in business with me. And he lost his brother a couple of years ago. And I was like, how did you get through that? Because I need help. And like, just give me some tools that helped you get through your losses. And he said, Elena, I turned to music. He said, I just put it on paper, my feelings. I wrote songs and I sang about it. And I think that music can be so healing when it comes to our own journeys, because it's a frequency, right? If you're playing beautiful music, like 528 hertz frequency is what I listen to. It's unconditional love frequency. And it sounds really hokey pokey, as my husband would say, but it just helps me. It helps me up my energy. It helps me calm down. It helps me really just like focus on the fact that I'm doing good things and I'm putting out good intentions. Versus me being in that chaos mode, like System of a Down, like I just am not that I don't love System of a Down, but it's going into the different energy through music and being able to calm yourself down and use those tools to help you relax and to help you really just focus on what you're trying to accomplish. So if you're feeling really stressed out, put on some calming music. If you're feeling really low, put on some lively music, right? I'll put on like my gym mix and just focus on like getting active and going out into nature and spending that time with myself when I'm feeling really down. So I hope that that helps you. Third, I want you to surround yourself with people who love you, even if they don't know what to say, because some people, you're going to sit down and you're going to tell them what you're going through, and they're going to be like, I can't imagine. And they're just going to be like, pity, 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 pity. That's not what you want, right? You want people that are there to just hold space for you and to listen to what you need to say, to help you overcome how you're feeling. But also know that the people who love you are there to support you, regardless of your situation. So I went home and spent my time with my family because my husband had to go to work. And I was like, okay, well, what can I do? I'm going to sit at home by myself all Christmas? Nope, that sounds terrible. So I went to Pell River and I spent the time with my family and it was lovely. And just being able to not feel like I'm alone in what I'm going through was really helpful for me. So being able to talk to my sister about it. And, just go through the motions and go, hey, this is how I'm feeling right now. But playing a game of exploding kittens with my niece was pretty fun, or like winning a game of Catan, also pretty fun. And I just love being able to surround myself with people that love me and want to see me doing well because they just help you stay out of that negative mentality. They help you just continue to think positively. And also, if there's people around you that are just frustrating you, just be okay with setting some boundaries around that. I have one person in my life who's really negative to me, and I blocked their phone number. It is what it is, right? You have to sometimes set those boundaries for yourself and just go, hey, I don't need that in my life. I don't need people who are talking down to me or like putting me in a bad mindset. You can set those boundaries for yourself and don't feel bad about it. Be unapologetic. Just do what you need to do for yourself to make yourself happy. And that's all you can really do. But again, know that everyone's dealing with something, so still be kind. Big time. All right. Lastly, my advice to you is just take it one step at a time. So if today's not your day to do something big and exuberant that you're just like, I'm gonna change the world today. Well, just go out and say, I'm gonna love myself today. I'm gonna do something that's gonna serve me. I'm gonna do something that's gonna help me get into a better mindset, that's gonna help me feel like I'm recovering or help me feel a little bit more normal when it comes to getting through these emotions that I'm going through right now. So, one step at a time is my last word of advice for today. But just remember, I'm gonna write a book for you. I'm gonna go through all of this in more detail so that I can feel those emotions and really dig into what I think is gonna help people. But I wanna hear your stories too. I wanna hear about your tools that you've used to overcome the things in your life that have been hard. I want to hear about all of those stories that you haven't told very many people and you're nervous about talking about because it's hard and it's emotional and all of those kind of things. So I'll tag everything in the show notes if you guys want to click on the show notes. I love Spotify. Spotify is my go-to, but I'll also be on iTunes and you can click on it through Anchor and stuff too. But submit your show notes. Submit your show notes, submit your stories to pursuitofrelentless@gmail.com, or you can go on my website, elenanadig.com, and go into the Connect with Me tab and put it in there if that works better for you. Or you can seriously just shoot me a message on Instagram at elenanadig or at Pursuit of Relentless. Either or, you can definitely get a hold of me. I am excited to hear your stories. And I've had so many people reach out to me already with just like, have you thought about this? Or this is a book that I think you'd love. Or hey, I went through this situation too. And it's just helping you get some community and some people who you think similar to that have gone through what you're going through, because I don't wish it upon anybody. Dealing with loss is terrible, but it's a part of life, right? Everyone's going to go through it. Everyone's going to lose somebody that they love. Everyone's going to have something happen to them that they couldn't control. So it matters how you react to the situation, not if you're just like sad. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to not feel great, or to cry every day if you have to, you know? But it's not okay to get aggressive. It's not okay to be reactive. It's not okay to take it out on other people, right? We got to figure out these things for ourselves and go, hey, how am I going to deal with this situation? How am I going to help myself overcome these low-level emotions that I'm feeling right now so that I can raise my energy and feel good again? So I want to hear your story for my book. I'm going to be publishing stories in one of the chapters. I'm going to call it Stories of Survivors and just put it in there. And if you want me to publish your name in there, great. If you don't, that's fine too. I can post it anonymously, but I want to share your story with people and just help them understand that they're not alone in this journey. And I'm going to be donating a bunch of books to local midwifery clinics and just the people who've helped me in my journey, like my gynecologist and the genetics team in Victoria and stuff like that, because I think that if people have to, like, I feel so bad for the midwife who had to give me the news that my baby wasn't going to make it. You know, imagine if she could be like, hey, but I have this book for you that's going to help you overcome some of the emotions that are coming, you know? Or give you a resource for someone who might feel more able to help you because they haven't been through that situation, right? So I'm excited about writing this book. I'm super terrified as well, because guess what? Digging into those emotions is hard as hell. And it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. But at the same time, I know it's going to serve other people, and I know it's going to help bring me peace in my own healing journey. So just remember that everyone's going through something, and that you just need to be kind today and hold space for people. And you could be walking down the street and see someone walking down the street, and you never know what they're going through. You never know if they just lost their grandma, or if their dog just died, or if they just got a terminal illness diagnosis, right? So if you're going into your day, just try and uplift other people, try and make people smile, because when you can do that kind of stuff for other people, it helps you heal too, bringing up your energy, helping you feel better. But make sure that you're taking care of yourself too, whether that's taking a bath or lighting a candle in your house or buying a new plant. I mean, I have a few plants, but I'm sure my house can have a few more. So just little things like that, right? If you're able to, I have little things like this. Like, my grandmother told me she'd come back to me as a dragonfly. So, like, I have a dragonfly in my office and little things like that. So when I'm searching for a little bit of comfort, I can have it. Or I have a picture right here of me and my husband, you know? And so it just helps me remember that there's people out there that love me, and there's people out there that want to see me do good. And I'll tell you, on January 1st, when I set foot in my office, it was 2 weeks after I lost him. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take my power back. And I'm going to sit in my office, and I'm going to organize it, and I'm going to get ready for this year, because this year is going to be awesome. And I put out all my trophies, and I was like, I'm a champion, you know, like just getting that warrior mentality back, because we do deserve to win, and we do deserve to be successful in our lives, because we are continuing to be on that pursuit of our most relentless self. So I hope you guys got some value out of that. I apologize for being so vulnerable, but I also am very unapologetic, because I hope that it's going to help somebody. I hope that it's not you that's going through the same thing as I am. But at the same time, if you are, I'm here, right? I'm here to help. I'm here to give you resources and tools that have helped me, book suggestions, any music suggestions. I hope that I gave you a couple on this episode, but I look forward to sharing my book with you all. And if you want to share your story, again, email it to me, or send it to me on Instagram, or go through my website, and just know that it's a safe space, and we're all in it to help each other. And that's the whole point of this podcast, is to just grow together. So I hope that was helpful. Until next time, that's Pursuit of Relentless signing out.